It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
J Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, second segment here, 5 o'clock hour, going by quick. See a little sun out. People out here jogging around here. There ain't no wind, so they don't got to go against the wind or run against that hawk. But let's jump to some NFL news or NFL talk because it's the first full week in a preseason. Now, we know it's preseason, but in preseason, you get to watch all the new great quarterbacks that are all going to be the greatest of all time when they get drafted. And obviously, this year is no different, right? You got Daniels with the Commanders. Obviously, we got Bo Nix with the Broncos. You got J.J. McCarthy with the Vikings. I'm going to even count Richardson, Austin, because he only played, you know, a handful of games last year. And
you're lucky.
There's no need to do that, Austin. It's not necessary. It just is not necessary. It's not necessary. Is that necessary?
Oh, kind of felt necessary in the moment.
He really did have to go.
And then you have Drake May that made his debut with the Panthers.
Boy.
I mean, and then let's not forget, you have the surprise pick, the biggest surprise pick in probably the last 5 years, 6 years in NFL draft, Michael Penix Jr. Going first round to the Falcons. So there's a ton of rookies playing. On top of, in Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh signs a Hall of Fame 1 year prove it deal with Russell Wilson. And then you get a former first round pick who 2 years ago was essentially a Pro Bowl quarterback for essentially a bag of peanuts and a couple packets of bubble gum and Justin Fields. And he's having a better camp than he ever had in Chicago. So there's a lot of quarterback news that's taken over the preseason.
But you know what? There are two quarterbacks of interest to me that you didn't mention.
Oh, and then also Caleb Williams. Sorry, he was the number one pick.
Oh, no, there's two more that you didn't mention that I found rather, they gave me the most joy this weekend.
Adrian
Martinez gave me.
Yeah, we talked about that inside the huddle.
Gave me incredible amounts of joy in watching him just have fun playing football, like making plays and having football. But Joe Milton gave me so much joy. Yeah. And I'm not even, like, I'm a sixth round pick, and you kind of forgot.
Yeah.
And then we don't know what we're getting. And then you're watching. And it's funny, too. There's that moment where the announcers buy in. And they go, oh.
Well, yeah, this is why he was a five-star recruit.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
He was a five-star recruit for a reason.
He is a problem.
He has a cannon. For an arm.
He's a problem.
Yeah, you got to think. You got Hayden Hooker or Hendon Hooker that was probably going to be drafted pretty high until he hurt his knee.
Mm-hmm.
Milton takes over. Milton was supposed to be a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. Probably didn't perform as well as he liked or Tennessee would like. And essentially a great pick for the new age New England Patriots drafting, you know, him and obviously Drake May. You know, going four for Milton, going 4-6, and looked pretty comfortable back there. Bailey Zappi probably needs to be thinking about talking to his agent because Jacoby Brissett's going to start. or Drake May, and Joe Milton is going to be a guy that they're going to get into the game. Let's not forget Joe Milton here. And I want to say this. He started at Michigan, and it was during COVID, correct me if I'm wrong, and played pretty dang good during COVID and had one bad game. Because remember, he went on the road at Minnesota and led that kind of comeback victory. And then somehow, some way, I think J.J. McCarthy was on the cusp. He jumps in the portal, kind of is off the beaten path, ends up at Tennessee. Hooker ends up beating him out, and he only plays 1 year, and then he ends up in a pretty good situation in New England. So it's just never, you just never know where the path that guys are going to travel to get their chance.
And I'm not sure that he doesn't. I'm not sure that Milton doesn't start for the Patriots.
He ain't starting.
Here's where we are. That Patriots fans are so thirsty. And I have never, my Patriots fans that are friends lost their minds. And a couple of them are people connected to the organization. And when they tell you that the word around camp is, oh boy.
What do we have here?
We that every day of their camp, Milton has been the best quarterback in camp. Yeah. And that to have professionals who are connected to it say that if they're saying that the coaches have said it, and if the coaches have said it, the players have said it, and that across the board, there's the movement, especially going into the game and then after the game, yeah, to go, oh no, he validated what they've been whispering.
Yeah. He's having a good camp.
He's been the best quarterback in camp.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation. You got a new coach there, Jared Mayo, but Brissett's going to start. They signed him and brought him in to start, and he is the safe pick. They're going to run into trouble if they put Milton in there and not Drake May, because then that means you've messed up. We've seen this before. We've seen this exact same thing play out potentially. Now, this is just one game and one camp, mm-hmm, and we've seen this in San Francisco. And, you know, to John Lynch's and them credit and Kyle Shanahan, they feel like they fell in love with Purdy and made a mistake and, traded the quarterback. But
we need to ask Rico.
Drake May is going to end up being their quarterback.
We need to ask Rico to speak as the local Patriots fan. Who do you want as the starter?
You got to be careful what you ask for. I'm telling you. Drake May, he did just fine.
I told you before the season started.
He did just fine.
He was going to dookie down his leg, and he did.
The text has been sent. I'll report back.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Michael Penix Jr. looked pretty good. He just needs to, he's 9-16. I watched that game in full. With him, his arm strength is there. The accuracy is there. His fundamentals, he needs a year behind Kirk Cousins. But it's a great situation for him.
Yeah, he can't. I mean, Kirk gets hurt a lot. So, and then having Penix, Superman, coming off the bench.
The first six games, him watching and learning will be great.
And Milton is, it's the same vibe that.
Milton's not ready. I know people get excited for, and I know it. And I've seen guys like that. He's not ready.
I love it when a young guy makes me at least curious.
Oh, he's definitely going to get curious, and he's definitely going to be moving heads. Like next year, it will be Drake May's team, and then Milton's going to have to secure that number two spot. Yeah. Or if he plays this year and he plays so well, he's going to mess around and be signed or traded to somebody where he can actually compete for a spot. He's
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple. With doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. So if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's going to have to move hell on earth to you know, unseat Drake May and Jacoby Brissett this year.
We're talking about Drake May.
We're talking about Drake. I'm talking about Drake May. They picked him number three. It's just not going to happen.
Listen, you know how I am about bad organizations. Like, you just do bad organization stuff. Like, you can't get out of your own. You're so bad that you're gonna unbad your bad.
Yeah.
And turn it into a positive. Like, you're going to screw yourself up and twist yourself so bad that your sixth round pick is better than your number three pick. And you're going to screw them both for Jacoby Brissett.
But you're not going to. The thing is, Gerard Mayo is trying to win.
You don't.
You're not going to win. Joe Milton is not that good.
Win with Jacoby Brissett.
You ain't winning
He's
nothing.
He's Mr. 7-9.
You ain't winning nothing.
Say that again, Austin Orman.
He's Mr. 7-9.
Thank you.
I experienced that firsthand.
Thank you.
And it's no hate. It's just a fact. No.
Yeah. But you're not. They're trying to build a court, like a organization. They're trying to build a football. You're not going to win anything with Joe Milton.
You're not going to win anything with any of those three names.
Win more with Drake May than Joe Milton. Because you win more with Drake May. Because Drake May is the better athlete out of everybody most likely in the draft. Now, what happened to Drake May his senior year wasn't all on him. He can play football. Drake May needs to get it going as far as like processing like the information, and that's what this year is for, you know. And here's what people came out of the weekend. It's like, oh, Caleb Williams looked good. No, he didn't. The same things he did at USC.
He holds the ball too long.
He holds the ball too long. Let me tell you something. That little dude will be done playing in this year by game 9 if he continues to do that. I'm telling you.
But you
will get slam danced through the turf. You know, running around and doing all that stuff is good. Like when you like going against like the second or third team, them dudes gonna hawk you down and slam you through the turf.
But let's have the same conversation about Drake May that we've been having. You and I and Austin been having this. I said if Washington drafts Drake May, I will burn everything Washington that I have for the very thing that I saw this weekend with that dude.
But he went 2 for 3 though. Like you did. He played one series.
He missed Jay. He missed layups, man.
DP, he threw the ball 3 times. He completed 2. Can't say he missed layups. He had one incompletion.
And what was the incompletion? What did he miss?
He missed a bang 8 route.
If you're a rookie quarterback at the top of your
Tell me right now who he's throwing to.
Who was he throwing to?
I'm asking who you throwing to.
It wouldn't have mattered.
The same dude that's probably going to get cut. With the dude from LSU, Kevin Booty.
Okay, but it tells
that
me,
is
again,
bootay.
That bad organizations put bad people in positions.
Yeah, but how do you say the Patriots are a bad organization, though? They dominated for 20 years.
They were the number three. They were the third worst team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, but
and you just had to crash and burn it.
Right. Had to start it That's over. Usually what happens.
You had to start it over.
Right.
That's
that
not...
doesn't mean you're a bad organization. That means you're a bad. You were a bad team.
Okay. I'll rephrase that. Bad teams do bad team stuff, and they're doing bad team stuff.
Right, but they were the model team for 20-some years.
They were.
Right. So
But Hoodie and Brady are gone.
Right.
Richard Seymour is gone.
Right. We're talking about Hall of Fame players.
Teddy Bruschi, gone.
Right.
All of them are gone.
Hall of Fame players do not come very often.
Who were they last year?
They were hot garbage.
There we go. So
they were hot garbage.
They are the New England hot garbage. That's
Hot Gavin.
I'm just not a Drake May fan. And watching enough of it, I'm just going,
Would
okay.
you like him better if he was the Wizards point guard?
No.
He said the Wizards point guard.
He would fit in firmly coming off the Nationals bench to hit left-handed and hit 205 for $5 million a year.
So he'd be better than Joey Gallo.
Yeah, everybody's better than Joey Gallo.
It'll be interesting to see, though, see what the Vikings do, though.
Oh, man.
Hey, Darnold layered a couple there, Jay.
They've been loving J.J. McCarthy all camp.
Sanderson is with me.
You
got to
be careful what you ask for, though.
Sanderson is with me on this one.
What does Sanderson got to say? Said,
Milton ain't that dude. Drake May ain't that dude. And Milton is twice the athlete May is.
I'd push back on that. I'd say, look at the stats.
Sanderson, who are you going to believe, you or your lying eyes? You saw the man escape.
Hold on. Time out. Yeah. The dude won North Carolina Basketball Player of the Year. Every single person in his family either played professional or high Division I college sports. You cannot say he is not a phenomenal athlete.
He's not the athlete Joe Milton is.
He doesn't have Joe Milton's arm. Joe Milton is not very athletic.
He doesn't have his legs. He doesn't have his mobility. He doesn't have his pocket presence.
Oh, come on now. No.
Really? You would take...
Did you watch Joe Milton last year?
I most certainly did.
Yeah, you saw how horrible he played.
You saw how horrible that offensive line was.
Hold on. No. Because North Carolina lost a lot. Did you see Joe Milton against Missouri?
Yeah, that was bad.
Okay.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was bad. And that was the year Joe Milton... He went from first round pick, uninjured, to sixth round pick. Uninjured.
That still doesn't measure his athletic ability.
Yeah. You know what it is? You know who else had athletic ability? Mm. Jamarcus Russell.
That's like saying, hey, Heath Shuler. come on. We can compare the same.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah.
Come on.
Heath Shuler actually is a better athlete than both of them. That's the honest. Hey, listen. That's the honest to God truth.
Howdy Doody Shuler. While he was mobile, he was as when they say the box of rocks.
Shuler was country fast.
He had the proverbial
Charlotte country fast.
Asheville country
really
fast. Here's how I knew Heath Shuler wasn't going to be good because he wore black high tops as a quarterback.
Yeah, Heath was
Tennessee again in the rain. That was one of his highlights.
Well, Carol Burnett just look him in the face and go, "You're not there, are you?" You're not in there, are you? That was Heath Shuler.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to have Austin and DP decide if this USA basketball team, according to my man Kendrick Perkins, could beat the Dream Team in 1992. That's what Kendrick Perkins said. He said it on national TV.
You know there's certain people I don't listen to. Right?
You don't like I like Kendrick Perkins. I like Kendrick Perkins. He's
I
funny.
Can like him, and I have friends that I like a lot.
I listen to Kendrick Perkins. He's
I like
funny.
A lot, but when they talk about stuff,
Kendrick Perkins, I like Kendrick Perkins. I like Kendrick.
Kendrick, go to your
yeah,
room.
Yeah, I like Kendrick. H-Town's finest, Kendrick Perkins. DP, Jay Foreman, Austin. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.